scripture this morning is from Colossians, well, from both letters, two of the letters that Paul wrote, Colossians and 1 Thessalonians. So first from Colossians. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. From 1 Thessalonians, always be joyful, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So this morning's kind of a little bit fun because I'm preaching about something that I think you already do really well. I'm always hearing people thanking other people for helping or doing this or just whatever has been happening, somebody is being thanked. The UCW, they actually record official thank yous in their minutes because it is so important to them that those who have done the tasks get noticed. People are thanked for the projects that get done around the church. Sometimes we don't even know who did them. It's a beautiful culture of appreciating one another. We have it here in this congregation. So you might ask yourself, why then are you preaching about gratitude if you say we're doing it already? Well, to encourage you, to build you up and to edify you, which is the purpose of our gathering. I might not have anything new, there may not be any great new insight or deep revelation to share this morning, but I think that it's important to be reminded of the familiar and to be encouraged in it. Thankfulness is a strong theme throughout the Old and New Scriptures alike. There's over 200 references to gratitude or thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul wrote about being thankful 46 times in his letters. So there's no doubt that a grateful heart is something of importance to God. In the two passages I selected this morning, and I had a lot to choose from, I picked ones that I thought would be most familiar to you, ones that perhaps you've heard me preach on before, something that has that sense of familiar. I would encourage you, if you haven't already done this in your own life, to memorize 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18, which says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances. And the reason I would suggest that you memorize it, and I don't mean that you have to have it perfect or that you even have to remember where it's found, but that you memorize it in your core, that it becomes a part of who you are. And the reason is because at the end of this verse says, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So never again will you have to say, I wonder what God's will is for me, because it will be a part of your core. I think a lot of Christians get too overly concerned trying to figure out the big picture plan God has for their life, and they miss that practical day-to-day peace. See, God's will for his children is that we be a joyful people. Being joyful is a choice. That we be a joyful people, constantly connecting with our Father in prayer and living a thankful life. Regardless of your career, regardless of your family dynamics, regardless of your personal circumstances, God's will for us is the same. A joyful people connecting with the Father and thankful for the life we have. I'm pretty confident that if I asked each of you to write down a list of the things that you are grateful for, your lists would be long. Because we have an attitude in this church of gratitude, And so I'm sure that your list would be long, and that's a beautiful thing. But have you ever stopped to wonder, why does God care so much about thankfulness? The concept of thankfulness in the New Testament actually comes from two Greek words. The first word is charis, which means grace. And the second is homologar, which means to confess or to acknowledge. So thankfulness is a response to the grace of God. It is acknowledging God's grace. Thankfulness then is an expression of our faith and the attitude and posture of our heart. We know that God only ever directs us to the things that are best for us. And having thankfulness as part of who we are is good for us. Thankfulness is a humble posture. It is a worshiping heart. Remember, we are to be worshipers, not just people who worship. So having thankfulness as part of your DNA makes you a worshiper. And thankfulness is life-giving, not just for you, but for the person you're expressing your gratitude toward. Without gratitude, we risk becoming arrogant and self-centered. We begin to believe that we have achieved all the things that we have in our lives. Thankfulness keeps our hearts in right relationship to the giver of all good things. When we start thanking God for the things that we might otherwise take for granted, our perspective shifts. It's hard to be dissatisfied and discontent when we really begin to look at all that God has blessed us with. We realize that we wouldn't even exist without the merciful blessings of God. When we commit to thanking God, regardless of what comes into our lives, we keep bitterness and resentment at bay. Bitterness, with its companions grumbling and complaining, are the product of an unthankful heart. Now, we're to be thankful in all circumstances. That doesn't mean that we have to be grateful for tragedy, of course. But we can be thankful for God who is in it with us. We can be thankful that we are not in the midst of this trouble alone, but that we have a God who sustains us and gives us strength to endure. We can be thankful that there is a door of escape and that God will provide it. Paul explains this truth in his own struggles. You may recall scripture tells us that Paul had a thorn in his side. We don't know what it was, whether it was a physical ailment or something more of a mental ailment. And he prayed for God to remove it 3 times. And this is what Paul records God telling him. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, each time God said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." Then Paul writes, "So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses." In fact, he is now grateful for his weaknesses because it's in those things that God works his greatest strength. And he boasts that the power of Christ can work through me. We can thank God for his promises. In Romans 8:28, God promises that all things will work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You might recall the story of Joseph, whose brothers threw him in a pit, then sold him to be a slave to Egypt. And he went through a bunch of things while in Egypt and eventually becomes Pharaoh's second in command, only to meet his brothers again. But he has all the power. And when they finally know, or he reveals himself to his brothers, he says to them, What you intended for harm, God used for good. God works all things together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. This promise gives us assurance that what the enemy intends for harm, God can work it for good. Sometimes we forget that we have an enemy in this world who comes against us to try to thwart God's plans for our lives, to try to keep us from growing deeper in our faith. And sometimes we blame God for the very things our enemy has stirred up. And so to know that God will work out things to the good means that whatever the enemy intended for harm will not prosper on us. We can be thankful toward God, even if we're not delighted by our circumstances. We can grieve and still be thankful. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin, but still be thankful toward God. This is what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise. That even when we might not feel like it, we're not letting our feelings be the command post, but rather from our spirit, we'll embrace gratitude. Hebrews 13:15 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. So much better than grumbling, complaining, and fault finding. Thanksgiving and praise always go together. We cannot adequately praise our Father and worship God without also being thankful. Giving thanks to God keeps our hearts in right relationship with him, and it saves us from a host of harmful emotions and bad attitudes that will rob us of the peace that God wants us to experience. Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And why? Because the scripture goes on to say, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. By giving thanks continually, we are reminded of how much God has done for us. We are reminded about how much we have to be thankful for. When we focus on blessings rather than wants, science has proven we are happier people and more content. Because we are children of God, we will always have good reasons to be thankful. No matter what our circumstances might look like, no matter what tragedy may come and unfold before us, these truths never change. We are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we are blessed. And so we can be thankful for those. We can also be thankful because we are delivered from the domain of darkness. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. And we are co-heirs with Christ. So we will share in the inheritance the Father has prepared. Our future is grand. Paul says, even though you may have troubles now, your future is grand. There is so much to be thankful for. As you prepare to go from this place, give thanks. Give thanks for the harvest. Give thanks for the blessing of faith, family, food, and freedom. Give thanks for the gifts we give and the ones we receive. Give thanks for God, the Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always.